What is going on, guys? This is Talon Torriero. I'm here with my buddy Jason. We're back for another week of dad debate. And what's going on, Jason? How you doing, man?
Doing good, buddy. Well, it seems like you had an eventful weekend with your family. It seems like you're able to get the little ones out and go camping.
Yeah, it was super fun. My family has some land out in western Nebraska with beef cattle, and we went out there for their annual brand. It was their 100th anniversary.
And
I try to describe to people what it's like, and it's like if Disneyland had Cowboy Town. Like, you ask a cowboy out there, like, what do you do for a living? They're like, I'm a cowboy. I'm like, no, but like, what do you do? And they're like, I'm a cowboy. And I'm like, so what does that mean? They're like, I take care of cows. And I'm like, okay, but like, what do you mean? They're like, I move them from this pasture to this pasture on horseback. And I'm like, okay. Like, everyone rides horses. Like, they just dock their horse up. Like, it's the Wild West, man.
That's
like,
not so rad.
It's not.
That's so rad.
It's not manufactured. It's not like city farming. It's not industrial farming. Like, if you're going to be a cow, you want to come back as one of these cows. Like, they're grass fed. They live on, like, you know, tens of thousands of acres.
Until they're butchered, bro.
For sure. But they live a great life. Like for being a beef cow, let's call it that, right? So
I was just gonna say, so 100 years, that's pretty incredible. So was it just you and your son? Or did you bring the wife and the newborn?
Yeah, so it was just my son and I. My wife stayed home with our daughter. I went with my son. My brother-in-law brought his son, who's 3 years older than my son, his uncles, his grandpa, my son's uncles and grandpa. And it was just super, it was a super enjoyable experience. Spent a lot of one-on-one time with my son. Everyone was warning me, like, dude, you shouldn't bring your son. Like,
why?
That's going to be a headache. Because people were telling me, like, your son's only three. It's a huge responsibility. It's dangerous. You have to like take care of your son. You can't have quote unquote fun. And right. I find it, and this is kind of like the conversation I wanted to break up for today, but I'm going to keep telling you more about my story, but it started making me a little apprehensive. But I said, you know what? Like, this is important time for me to spend with my son. And I'm so happy I did, because I realized, you know, my epiphany of this trip or my takeaway was that spending one-on-one time with your son or daughter on an overnight stay where it's just you two is like so important, because you develop trust and bonds and make memories. Like, this will be one of those things that Bronson sort of kind of remembers in like this weird, small, tiny part of his brain one day. You know, like, I don't remember everything when I was three, but I do know, like, if you show me a photo, like, the very slightest of memory will pop in my head, you know?
Right.
And these are just really important things. Like, we swam in the river. He and I collected what he calls diamonds. So he loves collecting rocks. So we'll walk around and like collect rocks. We rode horses. We watched the rodeo events. We branded cows. He calls it barbecue. We ate barbecue. He says it just like
I
that.
Love it.
I feel like, and I'm going to turn it back to you, but I feel like a lot of people came to me and said, you shouldn't bring your son. You shouldn't bring your son. It's too much responsibility. And the main thing that kind of bothered me the most was you can't have a lot of fun. Like, you're not going to be able to have a lot of fun with your son.
Okay.
I couldn't have had more fun with my son because he was there. And I think people these days look at having kids as like if you ask somebody, if you go and ask like your friend before you had kids, like, and your wife's pregnant, I'll bet you most people were pretty negative. And what I mean by that is like, dude, you don't even know what you're getting into, bro. Having kids is so much work. Like, it's so hard. They don't like, people don't tell people enough about the positives of having a child. So like, I made it my point when someone's like pregnant and asking me like, well, what's it going to be like? I really try to make a point to be like, it's going to be super awesome. And it's super rewarding, and it's going to be really tough, but I promise you, it's your child. So you don't look at it as being difficult or tough. It's your kid, and you're going to have such a great, it's a great experience. And it's like reliving life again for me.
No, and dude, look, I think that's the big question is what is your interpretation of having fun? You know, because like you're saying, I think one of the most valuable things is that quality time with having a kid. And it's so funny. I can't tell you how many people told me over the course of times, like, oh my God, like, you don't know what you're getting into something that you're not going to want to get into. Like, there was just so much negative talk around it versus like, I wouldn't change this for anything. Like, my family is so important to me. I enjoy every single moment of it. Like, the whole process of it is been incredible. Obviously, there's been trying and challenging situations that have come up, but just that quality time, like you're saying, that you've had with Bronson. I've done that with Delilah on multiple occasions. I mean, I told you, and I think on this show, I've talked about it over the course of every Sunday. We've always had a daddy daughter day, which, you know, Ashley's now kind of been incorporated in because she's not working on Sundays anymore. But it's really, really important to have that time. And like for me right now, we haven't gone on a trip. How many days were you gone?
We were gone for 3 days and 2 nights.
Okay, so you were gone for a couple of days. But I mean, even if that quality time that I have with Delilah, like 3 or 4 hours, is half the time I take Delilah to her horseback riding lessons and Ashley isn't there, and it's that bonding time. So I can't even imagine being able to have a whole ranch and to have that whole open field and to do stuff like that, especially most kids love animals. So, I mean, it's like even to seeing them and almost living their experience through their eyes is one of the most beautiful things. And like, that's what I try to do is I try to really get on Delilah's level and just really look at how beautiful things can be, not as cheesy as that may be, but it's like Delilah has such a fresh take on everything where my vision can be skewed on stuff. And so also it's like something, not only the time that I get with her, but also the envisioning of the life that she's experiencing. I get to live through that in some way, shape, or form, and to remember what, you know, what's really important in life.
For sure. It's now that you're bringing this back up, it really, I think people's biggest complaint or fear was like, you're not going to be able to get super drunk with your kid around. Like, that was the big thing. That was
for sure as hell hope not, bro.
Which for sure as hell hope not, right? I had fun, but like, you know, I think sometimes it's okay to like, is it like, I guess for me, in my mind, it was more important to have a great experience with my son and maybe just like not have like this wild, like boys weekend than to have a wild boys weekend. Does that make sense? Like, it was more important to me to have a good time with my son. And the reality is when I get hungover, like, I'm like a big baby. So I knew it would ruin my time. My anxiety would spike. And I didn't want to experience that.
And don't get me wrong, I'm not opposed to people enjoying and you know, people that can enjoy drinks. And, you know, just because I don't partake in it, I'm not some sour.
No, for sure. Yeah, yeah. I know you're not.
It's like there's a big difference from being, I always tell people, you know, especially when it comes to drinking, it's like there, you can physically be present, but there's a lot more value when you're mentally present. You know what I mean? And I think that's what you're getting at. And that's the true piece to this. And it's like, I commend you for that. So I'm dying to know, what was your favorite moment with Bronson while you guys were out there?
You could not have, by the way, you couldn't have said that better. Honestly, the reality is that if I was belligerently drunk, I wouldn't have come away from this trip having the memories that I have. Because I would have been, you know, half in, half out, right? If that's a good way to put it. My best memory was watching him overcome fears. So first, he didn't want to get in the river because he said that there were snakes. We didn't believe them. Well, we saw three. So So watching him get into the river and enjoy that, and he was really afraid to do that. Watching him be afraid of the horses, and then, you know, 10 minutes later, feed them, like standing underneath them or sitting on them or whatever it was. And then watching him, be afraid of standing next to the steers as they were getting roped, but then watching him like cheer on the cowboys to do it. Like, mm-hmm. Just watching your son or your child overcome fears. Like, I'm sure the first time Delilah, you know, was going to get on a horse. Now everyone has different levels of fears, but she might've been apprehensive. Right. But now she's now I watch her videos and she's riding bareback. Like, you know, it's just fascinating to watch your child go from like, I don't know what this thing is, to conquering it, right? Like, now this is no big deal. I got this.
Yeah. 100%, dude. And I think that's one of the I love that. That's one of the most valuable things, man, is watching your child grow. I think that's one of the most valuable things.
Yeah.
It and inspires to be there and be present for it. You know, and the reason why I say that too though, dude, is because I've also experienced in the very, very early stages of when Delilah was around, I was still struggling. And there's times where I missed out. Like, I mean, I was in treatment when Delilah learned how to crawl. Like, there was life events that I missed out on, and I've had something to compare it to. Not that it's a good or a bad thing. And I think I commend you for that, because again, is I think there's a right time and place for everything. And I think again, is like, you're somebody that can enjoy themselves and have some drinks and do that. And I think that's something where it's like, there's a time and a place for it. And I think that I'm taking away from this, like how special this is. And it makes me like, man, I want to set something up with Delilah, because she's at that age now where it would be something that would be feasible for me to go and take her somewhere for a day or two and to really go and embrace and enjoy something. So you left me with something, man. And I think that's really important. I think for our listeners, if you guys are, you know, hearing this, it's like, you know, what I'm taking away, Talon, is one is actually the beauty behind having a family and talking about it and you know, not letting others discourage you if you're thinking about having a family or kids or stuff like that. Yeah, there's the challenges, but it's also one of the most beautiful things, and you can't explain it until you've been there. But also just that, again, going back to, and it's been a common thread for us on this show is quality time and being there, you know, mentally, physically, spiritually even, and enjoying that time with your kid, because this is something not only you'll never forget, but you're inbreding and creating a foundation for your son, for him to do this when he's older down the road, when he has kids. So kudos to you, bro.
I appreciate that. And I think this is a larger conversation. I think I've noticed a lot of my friends that are going sober. And I know I'm kind of segueing a little bit, but I'm not, because we were talking about being hungover. I think the key here is the word hangover. Like, people are getting super drunk and they're super like not enjoying the moment. Then they wake up the next day feeling like absolute crap. Their anxiety spiked. Their stress is spiked. I just find it fascinating how I am finding more of my friends not drinking.
It really comes down to what is a good time to you? What is happy? And I think that people are so prone, and we've been so wired through media, through outlets, through friends, through peer pressure, that, you know, you associate a good time with drinking, drugging, whatever it may be. It's like, it's for me, I don't ever want alcohol. I don't ever, you know, strive or go towards that. Like, my life is in a much better place. And again, as I'm not advocating for people that don't drink, I'm also for people that do drink. It's like, dude, you can actually have a really good time when you're not drinking. Like, and I think that, and that's for me, for so many years of my life, I couldn't find that. And today it's like, I'm so grateful. I don't have to rely on that and be like, oh, I got to get messed up to enjoy this or embrace that. Like, no, I get to just show up and be me.
Dude, there's no better feeling than waking up on a Saturday morning, not hungover, getting a workout in, making breakfast, feeling great, and just conquering a Saturday with your kids. Like, there's no better feeling than that. And there's no worse feeling than waking up on a Saturday, hungover, begging your wife to go just help the kids because you can't even freaking function. Your eyes are puffy. You feel like shit. And you just want nothing to do today, but guess what? You have to do stuff that day. There's no worse feeling than that. So,
boom, dude, that's beautiful.
I found it just fascinating that, you know, everyone was just telling me again, you know, are you sure you want to bring your kid? Like, you won't be able to have like fun. And I'm like, dude, I'm going to have the most fun. I'm going to have more fun than all of you guys. Like, I can still
That's what I'm taking away from this. That's what I'm taking away from it, is that everybody that was saying that probably has no idea what you're talking about, because you're the one that really embraced it.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. Well, that's all I got for today. I love watching you on the hills. My wife is and I watch it religiously, not just because you're in it and our friends are in it, which is obviously cool, but you know, you develop these emotional attachments to storylines. And it's just, it's presented in a really, really authentic way. And I'm just really proud of watching my friends. It's just cool. It's freaking cool, man. That's all I can say. It's really cool.
We'll be back next week, man. I appreciate the support, and Love you, bro. Thanks love for you, bro. Motivating and inspiring me today to do better.
All right, dude. Talk to you.